the Rambam in Hilchot Teshuvah, Perek Rishon Halakha Aleph, Kol mitzvot shebatorah ben aseh ben lo ta'aseh. Im avar adam al achat mehen, ben bezadon, ben beshkaga, kishe'aseh teshuvah v'yashuv mechet'o, hayav lehetvedot lefnei ha'el baruch hu she'ne'emar, ish o isha ki ya'asu, v'etvedu et chatatam asher asu. Ze vidui devarim. Vidui ze mitzvat aseh. Ketzad betvedim, אומר אנה השם חטאתי עביתי פשעתי לפניך ועשיתי כך וכך והרי ניחמתי ובושתי במעשיי ולעולם איני חוזר לדבר זה וזה עיקרו של וידוי וכל המרבה להתוודות ומעריך בעניין זה הרי זה משובח וכן בעלי חטאות ואשמות בעת שמביאים קורבנותיהם אשר גתן או זדונן אין מתקפל להם בקורבנן עד שיעשו תשובה והתוודו וידוי דברים שנאמר ותוודה אשר חטא עליה וכן כל מחייבי מיתות בית דין ומחייבי מלכות אין מתקפל להם במיתתן או בלקייתן עד שיעשו תשובה ויתוודו וכן החובל בחברו והמזיק ממונו אף הפי ששילם לו מה שהוא חייב לו אין הוא מתקפל עד שיתוודה וישוב לעשות כזה לעולם שנאמר מכל חטאות האדם. Rambam says in the first halakha that any mitzvah in the Torah, aseh, lo ta'aseh, whether it was done b'mezid, on purpose, whether it was done b'shogeg, by mistake, when a person makes teshuvah and he decides to repent, so the first stage is he must confess. Hayav litvadot. He must confess the sin and it must be a verbal confession, which means it's not enough for him to think in his mind that he has a confession and that he sinned. He must say exactly, Zot vezot asiti, this is what I did, hatati, aviti, pashati, and he must verbalize it. And he has to say that he's remorseful and he's embarrassed and that he's not going to make this sin again. Now this teshuvah was not only today when we don't have korbanot, but even in the old days where a person would bring a korban, he couldn't just throw an animal on the mizbeah. If he just threw an animal on the mizbeah, he has no kapara. He must make teshuvah simultaneously when he brings the korban. For that matter, even somebody that got mitat bet din, which means they gave a person sikila, so you'd figure sikila, that's the biggest kapara. It's not, the Rambam says. If he doesn't make teshuvah and repent before he gets a sikila, it's not the kapir. The same thing is even when a person, let's say, commits a sin ben adam la havero, he took money from him or he damaged him. So of course he paid back the money. Or let's say he made reparations for the damage. Still, if he doesn't make teshuvah, his atonement is not complete. So that's the value of teshuvah. Rambam writes in Halakha Bet, Sa'ida mishtaleyah, lefishu kapara al kol Yisrael, כהן גדול מתוודה עליו על לשון כל ישראל, שנאמר, ותוודה עליו את כל עוונות בני ישראל. שעיר המשתלח מכפר על כל עבירות שבתורה, הקלות והחמורות, בין שעבר בזדון, בין שעבר בשקגה, בין שהודע לו, בין שלא הודע לו, הכל מתכפר בשעיר המשתלח. והוא שעשה תשובה, אבל אם לא עשה תשובה, אין השעיר מכפר לו, אלא על הקלות. ומהן הקלות ומהן החמורות? החמורות הן שחייבים עליהן מיתת בית דין או קרת ושבועת שווא ושקר, אף פי שאין בהם קרת, הרי הן מן החמורות. ושאר מצוות לא תעשה, מצוות עשה שאין בהם קרת, הם הקלות. הרמב״ם says in the olden days, on Kippur, they would bring a sa'ir, a משתלח. They would take a goat and they would throw it off the mountain, Azazel. That was done by the Kohen when he made a vidui. He would make a confession. And the confession was for all the sins of Bnei Yisrael. The stringent ones, the non-stringent ones. But again, Rambam stipulates that only again if the Jewish people made teshuvah, then they would be atoned on the stringent ones, on the hamurot. But the power of the Sa'id Mishtaleach was so great that even if they didn't make teshuvah, it would still atone for the kalot. So Rambam asks, what's hamurot? What's kalot? So hamarot he defines by those sins that are punishable by mitat bet din, capital punishment, or karet. And what's considered kalot? Kalot is considered a mitzvat aseh or lo ta'aseh that does not have a punishment. So therefore you see, or karet or mitat bet din. So you see over here how valuable we had when we had a Beit HaMikdash, that a person was able to get an atonement for doing nothing. Just by existing on Yom Kippur and being alive when that sin was thrown off the mountain, automatically certain sins by the vidui of the Kohen was automatically atoned. So Harambam then writes in Halakha Gimel, Bizman hazeh she'en bet ha-mikdash kayam ve'en lanu mizbeach kapara en sham ela teshuvah. התשובה מכפרת על כל העבירות, אפילו רשע כל ימיו ועשה תשובה באחרונה, אין מזכירים לו שום דבר מרשעו, שנאמר רשעת הרשע לא יקשל בה ביום שובו מרשעו. בעצומו של יום הכיפורים מכפר לשווים, שנאמר כי ביום הזה יכפר עליכם. Today that we don't have סעיר המשתלח, the only thing Rambam says we have left is תשובה, and תשובה is מכפר on everything. And that's very comforting to know that even if a person was a rasha his entire life, Harambam writes, but he makes teshuvah at the last moment, en mazkirin lo shum davar mirish'o. It's a delete. There's no memory, there's no bringing back up his rish'ut. And then he writes that it's umos shalom kippurim. The day of Kippur itself also has the ability to atone for sins. And then Bezat Hashem will read tomorrow the next Rambam that gives us exactly what Yom Kippur is mechaper and what exactly it is not.